From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Republicans in the Wisconsin Senate have made good on their threat, voting to strip nearly all collective bargaining rights from public workers, in effect bypassing missing Democrats in the chamber. The Republicans formed a special conference committee and stripped all the budgetary items out of the so-called budget repair bill, limiting the action to only the elimination of collective bargaining rights so it would not need a special majority of 20 senators for the vote. By lawmakers circumventing requirement, those Democrats be present in order to vote on the broader budget repair bill. The General Assembly would still have to pass an identical bill tomorrow. Meanwhile, state senators in Wisconsin also voted to find their 14 missing Democratic colleagues for every day of the session they remain absent. We get that story from Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson.
The Republican vote would fine Democrats $100 for every session day they miss going forward. It comes in the wake of another vote that held Democrats in contempt and subject to arrest for missing session. Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says he's exhausted his options.
I think we're there. I don't know what else I could possibly do to compel them to come back.
Democrats have said Republicans should be talking more about protecting workers' rights than punishing senators. Emails released this week show the two sides have negotiated, although Fitzgerald said he was unaware of any discussions happening right now. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
In Washington, the democratically controlled Senate today rejected legislation passed by House Republicans that would cut $61 billion from federal government programs over the next half year. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the bill's defeat means another stopgap measure will be needed to avert a government shutdown.
To move forward in the Senate, the House passed bill with its steep funding cuts needed 60 votes, but it got only 44. Three conservative Republicans who found those cuts insufficient joined all 53 members of the Democratic caucus to defeat the bill. A rival measure put forward by Democrats that cuts less than $5 billion in spending through the rest of this fiscal year garnered only 42 votes. Some Republicans who voted for the House passed bill said they did so reluctantly, since that measure contains spending cuts for social programs and foreign aid, which they opposed. A stopgap funding measure keeping the federal government operating expires a week from Friday. House Republicans are drafting yet another short-term measure to prevent a government shutdown while negotiations continue for a longer-term solution. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama has officially announced the nomination of Commerce Secretary Gary Locke to be the new U.S. ambassador to China, moved by the president apparently aimed at helping establish a more business-friendly relationship between the countries. In announcing Locke's nomination, Mr. Obama cited his numerous trips to the country and the fact that Locke, a Chinese-American, is well-versed in the country's trade policies. If confirmed by the Senate, he will replace John Huntsman, who's announced he's leaving the post in April for a possible GOP presidential bid. Stocks ended the session little changed today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down a point to close at 12,213. The Nasdaq fell 14 points. You're listening to NPR. Addressing a meeting in Washington today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. is prepared to spur economic cooperation and lift trade barriers with Asia. Clinton saying economic agreement with Asia is key to a U.S. economic recovery and that common rules on trade and investment will benefit both regions' economies. Secretary of State's remarks come as the U.S. prepares for an Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit scheduled for later this year. Illinois no longer has the death penalty. NPR's David Shaper reports Democratic Governor Pat Quinn signed legislation today repealing capital punishment in the state, which has had more than a dozen people wrongfully convicted and sent to death row.
Calling it the most difficult decision he has made as governor, Quinn signed the bill abolishing the death penalty in Illinois, and he is commuting the sentences of 15 inmates currently on death row. Quinn took 2 months to consider the decision, concluding that there is no way to design a perfect system of capital punishment and ensure justice is achieved in every case. Death penalty opponents are praising Quinn's decision, but not those who support capital punishment.
People are going to die as a result of this decision.
Michael Rushford of the Criminal Justice Legal Foundation says facing the ultimate punishment can deter people from committing murder, and he says it's a useful tool in getting confessions and plea bargains in murder cases. Rushford says repealing the death penalty will make Illinois residents less safe. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
The suspect in the shooting that left Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords wounded and six people dead has pleaded not guilty to dozens of newly filed federal charges. Suspect Jared Loftner entering the plea today to charges he sought to assassinate Giffords and two of her aides, and charges that he murdered federal judge John Roll and another Giffords aide, Gabe Zimmerman. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.